This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That thing just called me a gigolo.
It's about that time. Come on. Come on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, Funk Friday, Friday at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw. It's all happening. We're here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. We would love to see you. Noon Hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Let you hear a little bit more of the Michael Penix, Michael Vick interview from the Falcons website earlier in the week. Get into some college football at 12:20 as some more interesting quotes have come out of Big 12 Media Day. Obviously, SEC Media Days are next week. We'll be down there at the College Football Hall of Fame on Wednesday and Thursday. I think Georgia and Texas, kind of the big day next week is Tuesday. We'll be at Murph's that day, but we'll still obviously have people down there and having guests and stuff from SEC Media Days all week. So we'll get into some college football conversation in about 20 minutes, and then Sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Definitely. Not doing the selfie stick. All right. Oh. I had to reevaluate in the break.
About that was quick.
Because death to selfie sticks, death to props, and death to tripods. Yeah. All right. Tripods in the gym.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Death to them all. Death to them all. Just work your ass out. Because how can you get a workout in and you just steadily getting up, changing angles, and pushing, stop, and play? That ain't working out.
It's not.
That's trying to look pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, death to all of it. Death to all of it.
Yeah.
Death to all of it. So, no selfie stick. I would just hold my phone as far away as possible. But you know, my new thing, what I do is when we have them, I record it on my iPad because it's easier for me to sit back and everything like that, and I can push it far away from my face. But sometimes I'm in the car, and they'll ask me, because that's the one thing I see now is tutorials in the car for stuff, and yet you're driving, and you keep looking down at the camera. Dumbass.
You're going to wreck.
You're going to tear something up.
You're probably going to wreck.
All right? It's not that important that as soon as something comes to your head, no matter where you are, that you got to do it. So death to all that.
I agree with that.
Death to all of it, Andy.
I will be honest. Like, it is something that I am not all that familiar with. Like, it's kind of foreign to me. I know people do this. I know that they're filming themselves all the time.
Could you please stop filming me, please?
And I know that they're, like, Abe taught us a term during the break.
I don't even want to repeat it either.
Where people just kind of live stream their life. It's just in real life.
What was that show with Jim Carrey?
It's a Truman Show.
Yeah, Truman Show.
Everyone wants their life to be the Truman Show.
Yes.
And I've been going to the driving range my whole life. And a new phenomenon there, too, just like the gym you talked about. People have their tripod set up so they can put their swings on whatever the internet, and then people could tell. I could tell them right there. Save them the process of putting it on there. Your swing sucks.
Yeah.
Don't put it up
there. But my thing is, like, if you walk through their live stream, they got to start the set back over. So say if they're on 10, right?
Oh, that's great.
And you walk through it. Do they got, okay, I got to rack it. Let me start over again.
But I bet they do it like I bet they do it like Will Ferrell and Anchorman where they start at 8.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, 8, 9,
10. Oh, God, pumped out another one. Yeah, you know, man, there's no way.
All right, man, whatever.
The craziest one, because I have a different algorithm, is the people who run with a stick. They're like, mile one, 8:10. Mile two, 7:49. Mile three. And they just, every mile, they're timing themselves and doing that.
Are people's parents not hugging them enough?
I don't know. God damn, so hug my baby.
Why do people need the attention of others in the way
I don't know, dude.
That has never, and I understand
it's a different
thing. It's new.
It's different. Like I said,
these things
dude, I was, whoa. I don't know. My kids, you know, I constantly love and
yeah,
all my
right.
babies.
Yeah, you love
but
your kids.
All the time.
And they're on the internet.
But they just, it's just a new day. And yeah. We ain't no old get off my lawn thing because I understand what it is. My wife is a content creator.
I'm going to be honest with you.
My wife showed me the money that she's making from the videos that she makes.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I am get off my lawn about this.
Yeah,
and again, it's easy for me to say from my seat right now with kids young enough to not know anything about
right.
it. Ask me in 10 years when I'm doing the same probably. But, God, I don't get it.
I'm waiting.
And I don't like it, and I'm not changing my mind.
I'm with you, dog, and I'm with you. So whatever. But and we can leave it right there.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. Yeah. But depth of tripods in the gym.
Just kick them down.
Oh.
Next one you see, just kick it over.
I want to know the fight that it would be because, you know, never mind because I ain't going to go there. I'm going to leave the folks alone. You know, but still, like, are you there to work out or are you there to show everybody that you work out?
Both.
Okay.
But mostly show.
Especially if.
Because you know if people don't see you do it, you didn't do it.
But the worst part is, what if you're doing it wrong?
You know what's
you know what
funny?
I'm saying? Like, hold
of course.
Hold
that's
on.
The thing.
That's not how you do it.
That's the thing about some of these golf people. I'm like, you're really going to post that? I would be embarrassed if it looked like that. People really do think that if it's not recorded or if it's not shared that it didn't happen. Like, my wife the other day was like, I didn't go to the Y on the way home because my iWatch wasn't charged. And I was like, why? She was like, I wasn't going to get credit for the workout. And I was like, you know, your heart would have noticed and the muscles you were exercising would have noticed.
Like that. Oh, man.
What do you mean you wouldn't have gone? All right. Okay. Oh,
goodness
okay.
gracious, dude. Okay. Oh, another thing.
I don't get it, and I'll happily admit it.
I told you that new Clips album, Pusha and them.
Woo! I can't wait.
Yeah, man.
I can't. I'm like.
It sounds like the old. It sounds like the. More importantly, it sounds like Oh For Real.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dog.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, man.
And like, and you know, respect to him for all the different ways he's been producing and making money for the last 20 years.
Yeah,
but yeah. I missed the late '90s and early 2000s. Rap hitmaker for
that
real.
That would it sound like.
I can't wait.
Shout out to Extreme Detail. It's been a while, my boy. He got the Colt 45. And the Palmer son, boys. Hey, man, you better not go nowhere where there's a bunch of folk. That's fighting potion right there. Colt 45 and Palmer son.
A lot of fights have been started.
You might slap the hell out of somebody, man.
A lot of fights have been started on that fuel right there. Again, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
You got that beat your ass fuel. Set.
All right, NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. Not a great story, but we did try to help people leading into the holiday weekend last weekend, and I guess we weren't specific enough. Najee Harris didn't hurt his hands or feet.
No, he did not. He got all his digits. No need to go get a cadaver nub.
Apparently, somebody at that party did lose a finger.
Oh, really? Oh, damn. My bad.
But it wasn't him.
Okay.
But yeah, Najee Harris sustained an eye injury during a fireworks mishap. His agent called the injury superficial.
What does that mean? Did it happen or didn't?
No big deal, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And the expectation is he'll be ready for NFL season.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God Najee Harris' career is not going to be derailed because of a stupid firework.
Yeah, man.
Be careful, people.
I just hate to see that and everything. And I saw the story. I didn't know somebody lost a nub. But, yeah, it's
– somebody out there nubbed up.
Somebody nubbed up and everything. But luckily, hopefully, it's everything that his people are saying is just something that it happened, was bad. People did. A lot of other people got hurt worse than he did,
yeah,
from what you
a
read.
Lot of bad fireworks.
And
this
just
year.
Hopefully it won't, you know, because he's going to be a big part, bringing over his free agent and everything like that. And we know what Jim wants to do. Jim Harbaugh wants to run the ball. He wants his play distribution 70-30. All right?
Yeah.
Run the damn pass.
Shout out to Falcons owner Arthur Blank.
Yeah, man.
Donated $500,000 to Texas Flood Relief.
Love it.
Obviously, thoughts and prayers to everybody affected by the flash floods of Texas. Just an unimaginable tragedy for a lot of families down there. Let's hear from Michael Penix with his conversation with Michael Vick from the Falcons website, talking about his leadership style.
I'm not always that big vocal guy,
right?
But I'm a guy that's going. I'm gonna understand my players. Like, I want to get to know, my teammates, because then like. Once you get to know them, now you know how to, lead those guys. I'm trying to get an understanding of my players and, get building relationships.
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the most important things about the quarterback position. And that's the one thing that, me being talk about my quarterbacks, you always have a personal relationship with them, meaning – the most important thing is on the field. But a lot of things that the camaraderie and the things you learn from each other are in the locker room or in certain sessions or in the fact that they might be all going down to Florida to throw or wherever they're going to do all that kind of stuff. And that's how you get to know the ins and outs of what these guys like more than just football stuff. And that's so important a lot of times. I always say we all ain't friends, but we respect each other. But for some reason, that receiver, quarterback, tight end, all that, it's a different relationship. Like, there ain't nobody in the world on a football team tighter than the offensive line and the defensive backs. But that relationship between the quarterback and his receivers has got to be just a different level.
How much does a quarterback's personality matter?
Not a lot.
I wouldn't think so.
Not a lot.
Right?
Not a lot.
Because there's been a lot of different types of leadership styles.
Yes.
From
not all.
The best.
Not all work. Not the one thing about the leadership role of a quarterback is be who you are. Don't be who you think they want you to be.
Right.
All right. Don't be.
Yeah. Don't do an impression of what you think a quarterback should
be. Don't be out there being all fiery if that's not your personality, especially if you ain't never done it. You know what I mean? I believe in first impressions. And that's the one thing about a quarterback when they're around. Like, these guys know who Michael is and how Michael is. They've been around him enough to know his temperament, his body language, and things like that. Don't come back from an offseason that now you're the starter, that you're doing something different than you did.
That's just life advice right there.
Yeah.
Just be who you are.
Yep.
Figure out who you are, and then get comfortable with it. Everything's easier after
Everything
that.
Everything is, man.
Everything's easier after that. I'm trying to be somebody else, man.
I saw this one.
It's not good.
Because Eli Manning's passing on ownership stake in the Giants.
Huh.
I said it's too expensive. Because you remember.
Yeah, him and Strahan.
Him and Strahan.
Yeah.
And so maybe they just went in with Strahan, came with the better offer.
Interesting.
Or something like that. But like I said, it's too expensive for me, which is.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which is the funniest thing in the world. But I mean,
it's good. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
What's a 10% stake?
Yeah,
right?
10% stake.
Of a team that's probably worth $7 billion? $6 or $7 billion?
Yeah.
So that's a lot. A
lot of damn money. And Eli made a lot of damn money.
Yeah. I like that Strahan loves that quote from Eli.
Yes.
He's like, too expensive for
Eli.
Yeah,
too expensive for you.
Not too expensive for me.
And Brock Purdy stopped lying. He said he's willing to go to jail for a year if they win the Super Bowl. Stop lying. Stop lying, Brock. Stop lying, Brock. All right. Stop lying. A year in jail?
Very few things that I would want to spend a year in jail for.
A year in jail. Man, please. Stop, Brock. They got five championships already.
He doesn't have any, though.
I know, but still, I ain't going to jail.
Not for that. Mm-mm. Not for that. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football. Big 12 Media Day is in the books. Deion Sanders with some other interesting quotes that we'll get to just about the direction of college football. Also, that new college football committee, coalition, whatever it is already vetoing NIL deals, which is interesting. We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, Happy Hour Friday, Twin Peaks and Kennesaw Friday. Come by and see us. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. We'll get into a little bit more what Deion Sanders had to say from a big-picture college football perspective in just a couple of minutes from right now. We'll be at SEC Media Days in the middle of the week next week, Wednesday and Thursday. Monday and Tuesday we'll be at Murph's celebrating the All-Star Game. We'll also be there on Sunday.
Yes.
If you're looking to come down and experience some of the All-Star festivities over the weekend, we'll be there Sunday from 1 to 4. I think Abe will be on before us and Grant McCauley will be on after us. So a lot of baseball on the radio station over the weekend. And then a week from now we'll be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. So
yeah, man.
We're out and about.
The tour, baby.
Yeah.
The tour of the Midday Show, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. Obviously, you always love to be out interacting with the fans. But the thing with Sunday is that, like you said, we're going to have so many just former players. And we don't have a list of who's coming on and when they're coming on. And
we're going to be really tapping into our late 90s, early 2000s baseball knowledge.
Yes, but I just want to know.
Wheelhouse.
The veto is there, right? Like, who's it?
Oh, yeah. Now, if they try to come by with, like, Rich Amaral or something like that, we're like, okay. We're good.
Nah, I'm straight.
We're good.
I'm straight.
But, like, Andrew Jones walks over?
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe he will. Yeah. I know he's going to be around.
It's going to be a lot of people.
He's a friendly fella.
Because they're going to have autograph booth probably and stuff like that. And so,
for us?
You know how it goes. Yeah, probably. Why not? We just as popular as they are here in Atlanta.
What are we charging?
Let's not get over our skis. Okay. Let's charge $10 an autograph.
For both of us?
Yeah. No, no.
Oh, each?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So 20. Or is there a deal? Maybe 15 for each.
Okay. We'll do that.
10 each, 15 for both.
We'll do that. And it's, 10 for a picture. No, 10 for autograph, 20 for a picture.
Okay.
There we go.
And will we sign anything?
Yes.
Body parts?
It's been a while since I signed a body part, Andy. Your wife wouldn't like it.
No, she wouldn't. Yeah. Well, it depends on what body part and who it is. Like, if it was a guy's forearm, I don't think she would care that.
But see, that's not who usually asks for body autographs.
Yeah, understood.
It's usually understood. I'm just saying,
but like, you know, sometimes people, like big fans, big sports fans, will get an autograph
and then
tattooed
on their body. Yes.
So you know, you get Andy Randy there on
something
your forearm.
I still don't understand. But you know what? I never understand a lot of stuff that I see nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, so you got to he autographed your arm, and then you. Got his.
Now it's on there.
Now it's on there. His signature. All right, man.
Favorite athlete.
All right, that's my same thing with putting another man's jersey on you, and then he.
I don't think those are the same thing.
I don't know, dog. I mean, you get another man's jersey put on you, then you get mad and everything.
I think you wear a jersey. You can take it off.
Has Drake got that tattoo covered up in front?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I wonder if you got a tattoo covered up.
Or removed. They can remove them. Sometimes, you know, you put something else over the top of it to try to change the way it looks. Yeah, it's a dangerous game getting your favorite athlete tattooed on your body.
I don't care, man.
At least if it's your children or your wife, there's a pretty good chance they're going to be around.
Yes.
LeBron might turn his back on you if Kendrick Lamar makes a song that's funny enough.
He didn't turn his back on nobody. He just went to see the show.
That was enough for Drake. It was enough for Drake.
Why?
That's not the only thing going on with LeBron.
He's ugly cried.
Apparently, LeBron kind of feels like the Lakers didn't fully evaluate everything and think everything through before shifting their focus to Luka and the future with Luka, which I'm sure they didn't. How could they have? They never in a million years, Rob Pelinka and the Lakers never in a million years thought that Luka Doncic was going to even be available.
Right.
And then he became available.
Yes.
And you say yes.
Yes.
Like when someone, first of all, you say, seriously?
Yeah.
And then you say, wait a minute, are you pranking me? Is this? And then you do it, and then you figure it out afterwards. Right now, figuring it out afterwards, and there's a chance that it's messy for a year.
Yeah. I think that the biggest thing with this whole situation is it's all about where LeBron is in his career. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he is in the back end. He has, one, maybe 2 years left, I think. You know, and I mean, I know he was second team NBA. He was really good last year, but their focus has to be on Luka because Luka has a longer runway than Bron. Now, I know Bron wants to win a championship and everything, but it has to start going to Luka. My only thing is, like, everybody's making a big deal because of that. They're like, well, oh, my God, it's the first time they said no to LeBron and all that. He's the best player in the world. Everybody says yes to him.
Yeah.
I want this guy. Okay, LeBron. Because I'm the best player in the world.
Well, it's
now
also
– you have a better player.
Exactly.
In Luka.
Exactly.
That you need to build around. And all of it, because there's a new thing, because Ayton said that Luka texted me, LeBron didn't. Because it's Luka's team.
Yeah.
They got you for him.
That's right.
Not you for LeBron.
You and Luka are going to play together.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
You and LeBron might play together for 1 year.
Yes.
There's no guarantee that LeBron's even going to be a Laker next
year.
Like they might find he might not want to. They might find a way to acquire some assets to put around Luka, to move him. It's hard because he's got $50 million on the books for next year. But it is just 1 year.
Yes.
So if you do the 1 year and then you move on after that, I mean, that almost certainly is going to happen.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron's played his last game for the Lakers just because he wants to go someplace else.
Because
the Lakers aren't going to win a championship.
And then, so you're looking at it from a standpoint, are they going to buy out LeBron? Nobody's trading for you will gut your team to trade.
It would be complicated.
It would be complicated
but
for a trade.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Stuff can happen. If teams are interested enough, if both parties are interested enough in making something like that happen, they can make something like that happen. But I don't think – the thing that people always want to do with LeBron is make anything like this a negative talking point.
Yes.
Yeah, like disrespect. It's like, well, no. Like, this is the first time in his life he's been on the roster with somebody who's younger and like, a future cornerstone.
Yes.
Like, he's been the best player on every team he's been on since he was born.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like, I don't know. Like, on a given night, he still might be better than Luka. Two or three years from now, obviously, more than likely, Luka will be better than he is, and he's the future of that franchise. So, yeah, of course it's the first time that he's been in this situation. Most guys like him are never in this situation.
Yes.
You know why?
Because they're always
because they don't late. Play when they're 40.
Yes, yes, like, exactly.
I don't know. I don't know how any of this is anything but, like, complimentary of the longevity that he's had. And then I think he's just understandable about the complexity of the situation.
Yeah.
No team found themselves in this situation.
Nobody.
They lucked into Luka.
Lucked into
him. Had to do it.
Yeah.
And now you figure it out on the back end. I don't know. Doesn't seem that complicated to me. But we also dive into a lot of these stories that aren't complicated.
Yes.
Talk them out and then say, it doesn't seem that complicated. And then everyone makes it complicated. All right, so Big 12 Media Days went first. Good for them. Deion Sanders was there. One of the things that he was talking about was obviously comparing the NFL to college. He said something about a salary cap that we played yesterday. Here he is talking about the rules.
I like the professional rules to be implemented in college. They're getting ready to be pros, so let's go 2 feet in, you know, on the catches.
Like
let's mark the foul if we pass interference. Let's do the same thing the pro game is. Let's do it to college. And let's do something about the uniforms. We got guys out there in backer shorts. That makes me sick because I'm a football guy. Like I played this game at a high level, and I have so much respect for this game.
With biker shorts.
I like Deion's just kind of like,
who
all
the
right.
Who got on biker shorts?
They hike them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let me tell you.
There's a lot of thigh in football these days.
Oh, yeah. I know all that. But let's not get twisted now. Deion was fined a lot.
Oh, yeah.
For Deion, like.
He pushed the envelope
on
what you could do with your uniform.
Yes. All right. So, you know, like, Deion was a guy that, and I had, I mean, I would say the team that I had, but would write a check at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, here, I'm going to wear my uniform how the hell I want to wear
it. It's a great example of how no matter who you are, no matter
whatever,
where you came from, you get a little older and you get a little more, you know, get a little older.
Whatever, Prime.
I would love to hear 24-year-old Deion Sanders hear
Jerry
that Deion Sanders.
Yes.
Talk about a salary cap.
But I think that's
Can you imagine reaction
what did he say?
Young primetime where someone suggests a limit on how much money you
can get? What did he tell Detroit? He said, if y'all draft me, what is it? Y'all going to need – it's going to put me on layaway to pay for me or something like that? And we told the damn – that's what we told the damn Lions.
Yeah.
You know, but
– this is Deion the coach.
Yeah.
That was Deion the player.
Yeah, man. Different deal. I mean, but, yeah, the uniform thing, I don't – you know, I'm like, whatever. You want your knees out like that, hey – more power to you. Like, I was a guy, I didn't wear, but that was when you didn't have to wear pads in your pants. Mm-hmm. You know, the only time we wore like thigh pads, knee pads, was in practice. But in the game, you can wear whatever you want. But, I mean, yeah, like how Scattable was looking, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, he had them hiked
you
up.
Got them damn knees. You got your knees all out. And I'm just going to tell you this. Just going to tell you, just tell, from speaking from experience, that little thin-ass piece of foam ain't going to stop nothing. All right? It ain't.
With the little knee, the little
thigh
pad.
Yeah, they don't stop nothing. All right, I got a thigh bruise with the thigh pad and without.
Yeah, I feel like if you get hit with a helmet.
But the thing about it is, when you get it without the pad,
dead leg.
It ain't about that, though. It's about that you're gonna get criticized for it.
Oh, I see.
See, that's why you had
got it.
You had some goddamn thigh pads in.
Right.
That wouldn't happen.
Right.
Well, coach. You know what I mean?
That guy's 280.
Yeah, so whatever.
Speared me in the thigh.
So whatever, problem. This whole salary cap thing in college football, I just think eventually it's going to level out because I think the level out part is going to be that these people are going to stop giving their money.
Yeah, right. There's a ceiling to how much money can come in.
Yeah.
And they're not even tapping fully into the revenue streams from everything that they could get from the media rights.
Right.
They started out at 20.5.
Yes.
It could go up from there. Your NIL fund is based on how much money your boosters want to give. You know, not everybody has a Texas Tech guy.
No, they don't. And he's going to try his best. He got Billy's. He got Billy's and nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like,
bored.
Ain't nothing. A billionaire.
Nothing like a bored billionaire.
Oh, he's bored and he got nothing.
It wants his name out there.
It wants his name. Because he want to be the new T-Boone Pickens. I'm serious.
He does.
That's what I'm trying to be.
But see how it went for T-Boone. They didn't win anything.
They win a damn thing.
I saw a couple people had them picked to finish dead last in the Big 12 this year.
Texas Tech?
Oklahoma State. Now, they went 3-9 last year, and they got like 40 new transfers. And I don't know. Gundy seems like he's kind of losing his mind
a little bit.
You know what I mean? Doesn't it feel like Gundy's like kind of
– he has some screws.
He's had enough success to where he gets away with a lot.
Yes.
And, like last year, he was like, I don't care if my guys get DUIs.
Yeah, basically.
Let them run. It's like, what? he feels like he's going to take that thing down with him. He's losing his mind. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo before we get to some Sports Jeopardy. Thanks for being with us on a Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Funk Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. There's some NFL, Falcons and otherwise, at 120. And then we'll get to an AMA on a Friday to wrap the show up, too. We'll just do the two segments we haven't done yet that Abe has on the show sheet. We'll combine them at 120.
Yeah, man.
I think the two of them could combine to make one pretty decent segment.
Yeah. What's the big story?
But we'll see. You know what the big story is.
It ain't the Braves, is it?
Well, what else could it be?
Something else.
Like, Summer League?
What else we got out there? What else we need to talk about? They're going to St. Louis.
Yep.
Which is cool. I used to live there. I used to live there.
Uh-huh.
Anything else?
We got some audio. Got some highlights.
Of what?
Ozzy hit a home run last night.
Okay. There you go. You sold me. I'm sold. Ozzy hit a home run. It's been a while since Ozzy ain't hit a home run since May.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Yeah. So we'll celebrate it.
Okay.
Now they lost, but.
They did.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, I don't know. We've covered bad teams before.
Like this bad?
Yeah. We've covered teams that are worse than this, but they weren't expected to be better.
Who was worse?
Oh, the Falcons
the
have been
Falcons
worse than
been
this.
The Falcons been worse than this?
Oh, yeah. Remember, they were 5 one year.
Oh, yeah. They fired Dan.
Now, the Falcons have been worse than this before. The Hawks have been worse than this. Post-game shows on Hawks games where the leading scorer was, like, Kent Bazemore.
You know? Kent, why does Kent take your strays?
I don't know. He's, like, the best example of that era. No, I really like Kent Bazemore a lot, but he just, you know, was.
Yeah.
Well, who should I use?
I don't know, because I can't remember too many people off that team.
Yeah, that's why, too. Torian Prince.
Torian Prince. There you go. He's still playing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got for you.
I'm just saying, like, you know, we're pretty familiar with talking about bad teams.
Yeah, man.
Why is this one giving you such a hard time?
Because it's the freaking Braves. That's why. And they are the hope of this city when everybody else fails us.
Well, not this year.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody, we can talk about how hard that is for you.
All right, now somebody's got to pick up the slack.
I think it's going to be the Falcons.
The Falcons need to pick up slack.
Yeah, I think the Falcons are going to pick up.
And ain't nobody sleeping on them either. Okay.
Mm-mm. No. But I think they will. Not every. You look, we can't have more than one like actually good team at once.
Why?
Because it's Atlanta. You've been here.
I know.
In order for the Falcons to be good, the Braves had to fall on their faces this year.
All right. You know what? I'll take
– just like when the Falcons when the Braves won the World Series, I think that's the year they fired Dan Quinn.
Yep. So we'll take it.
It's got to ebb and flow.
It has to level out.
It has to.
All right. And for them to be this bad, the Falcons cannot.
There's no greater indicator that the Falcons are going to make the playoffs this
year
than the Braves falling flat on their faces this season.
All right. All right.
There you go.
It better be. That's all I know.
Well, just forget that we said all that, and we'll say it again in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Let's get to the back page with Bo before we play some Sports Jeopardy. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Ronnie's got a brand new bat. And I am, of course, talking about Ronald Acuna Jr., the La Bestia bat. Solid yellow in black writing. It says, "Welcome to Nuketown" on it. And has a Call of Duty logo on it. You can find this bat on Call of Duty Mobile.
Wow.
Nice. As a usable weapon. Now, it would not surprise me one bit because there is a video attached to this announcement of him holding this bat, an actual one. Won't surprise me one bit if you see this bat in action during the Home Run Derby. I think that's freaking
what
awesome.
A brilliant, yes. Like, co-branding,
yes.
Money-making, you know, obviously thing for him, but then that game, and that's very smart. Very, very well done by his folks or whoever came up with that. That's really smart. Really fun.
I love it.
I'm sure that the La Bestia bat will make it into Call of Duty consoles at some point, too, I would imagine.
Oh,
yeah, you
sure.
can just grab this Welcome to Nuketown bat and just beat the crap out of people with it on Call of Duty.
Nuketown, also just a great
Absolutely.
Way to describe Ronald going deep.
A lot of baseballs in Nuketown on Monday night.
I hope so, too.
So, speaking of co-branding, I knew that quarterback was a ruse.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has been announced that Kirk Cousins has signed a deal with Great Clips.
Yep.
He will be inducted as a member into the Hall of Fade. Supposedly, you heard that right.
Nothing about his hair say fade.
Well, it kind of does. He gets a one on the side, fades it up to a three or whatever.
What?
He describes the whole process on the show.
Well, I probably ain't got that part.
So here's
that was like the beginning of episode one.
Oh, I didn't get to that part or pay attention to that
You skipped
part.
It?
Oh, my God.
So
here's the thing about Kirk Cousins is he might get benched. He might get benched.
But he knows how to make money.
But he's not going to lose the check.
Nope. 100%.
So he's like, all right, here's the deal. Let me make sure we fit this in there in this. All right, I got benched in the season. It is what it is. You guys need to follow me to this barbershop real quick so I can make sure I recoup some of this money.
Like, he made all that money. He got a Kohl's
last time.
Yep. And now he got great. And I ain't mad at you, though.
That's
the thing. He
very
owns,
good at making money.
He owns that entire lane of the ho-hum guy next door. Well, gee golly gosh shucks.
Yep, corny dad.
You know,
he's doing a great job of cashing in on the corny dad market.
Good for him.
So here is supposedly how this works. You go check in on – look, I go to Great Clips, by the way, twice a year probably.
I use
the app. It's very convenient. You go check
for
in
what?
On the
your
app.
Hair,
to
you got the
what,
longest
Bo?
Hair at the radio station cut, now that Oren cut
I get
his hair.
Cut, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
If I didn't, it would just still be long like down my
Abe, you go there?
Back.
What do you do?
That makes sense that Abe goes there.
Why?
Because he's not asking for anything special.
Yeah, but Abe shaves his head, which can be done in the mirror.
You
by
just
yourself.
Go in there, and I mean, no offense to Great Clips, I'm not trying to cost myself any money. If they want me to endorse them, I'll be in a commercial with Kirk.
Right.
But like that, to me, that's a place you go to if you're not asking for much.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Abe goes there and get you know what do you get like a one, and
they just get a two all over.
Two all over. Great Clips a great place to go if you're getting a two all over.
No, your bathroom is a great place to go if you're getting a two all over. I went
exactly.
into Great,
I
went
don't
into
trust
Great
myself.
Clips. Last time I went into Great Clips, I sat down in the chair, told the lady to take 2 inches off and put some layers in my hair, and they did every single bit of that.
Okay,
so,
all right,
yeah,
so my apologies. They can do more than that too. They can do more than just a two.
How this is supposed to work? If you're in Great Clips in the chair and Kirk Cousins walks in, everybody gets a free haircut.
Hell yeah.
So, all right. I just don't know how you're supposed to have, like, a Kirk Cousins tracker
That's what
or something.
I'm saying.
At least
like,
in the Atlanta area, Great Clips, you might have a chance of it happening. So.
All right. So, I'm probably going on Tuesdays.
Uh-huh.
Because that's usually the player's day off.
Sure.
And everything
oh,
like,
good
so
call
might,
there. Randy's
so might
got
get a cut.
Well, we know he kind of lives up on the north side of town.
Yes.
So, your probably best bet is to find a Great Clips up that way.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy who gets his hair cut every week. Like, his hair is pretty short.
Yeah.
So, looks like he keeps it pretty trim. So, yeah, it's possible. Possible.
Hey, there's Great Clips in Peachtree Corners if you're listening, Kirk. Of course, I mean,
we'll say that's a tough info to give out to a fan base that's not super happy with you right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll have to be at the barber every Tuesday at this time if you guys want to come boo me.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever been booed getting a haircut before?
I don't know. We know that what was it? Albert Anastasia got killed, you know, when he was getting the shave, so.
So one more
Hopefully
real quick.
That doesn't happen.
Real quick before you fell.
That'd be a real tragedy.
We talk about all the time things we would or would not do, mostly pertaining to sports or kind of like acts of bravery. So paragliding is something I would definitely probably never do, and that's basically ride a hang glider with a go-kart attached to it.
Pretty much.
So this happened yesterday. Here's video, and look. All parties are safe and accounted for, or I would not be playing it, and I probably wouldn't have been able to find it on the internet. Here's a video of a paraglider flying down the Red River. Dude runs into a power line.
Whoa! Oh, no! Oh, jeez!
So that was the guy filming. Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
From Wisconsin, I would imagine.
North Dakota.
Oh, yeah, geez. I knew it was somewhere up there.
I didn't even know the Red River ran that far. But.
You know, that's another thing, guy, that I always, when you see videos of fender benders and crashes and stuff, and I'm just like, people ride with just a camera up nowadays.
Uh-huh, yeah, a lot of people have that.
That just random camera in the car?
Yeah.
Or the phone, or what is it?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's like a car camera.
Oh, okay, I was curious about that.
Just in case you get in an accident, then you have proof.
Okay.
Because, you know, people will try to lie or, hit and run.
But it's
and
just
stuff
like so
that.
Many of them. Like, yeah. How the hell did you catch that?
I think a lot of cars now, too, have, you got your backup camera, but right. Then there'll be one on the front, too. And I don't know if it's always recording.
I don't know how to turn them things on, man.
Yeah.
I need to, because the backup camera is just too much for me now, because all that damn vibrating and all that stuff ain't nowhere near nothing.
One thing about a 2008 Honda Element, you don't have to worry about.
Oh, my God.
Any cameras.
Oh, my God. Will you stop?
What?
No, you know you can get one put on there, but you don't back into spaces. You don't back into parking spaces.
What do you mean?
So you don't back into parking spaces.
Oh! That parallel park.
You parallel park. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you there? How many times?
Very good.
Very good.
Every time, first try. All right, let's get to some Sports Jeopardy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at solomonbrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo. Did I do that already? Oh, hello, Abe. My bad.
I don't know. You got your buzzers ready?
Andy.
Randy.
Fill in the blank.
Oh, hell.
It's not that bad. Wimbledon is held at the All England Blank Tennis and Croquet
Andy.
Club. Andy.
Uh-oh.
Club.
I don't know.
All England Club. Club.
No. Oh. Incorrect.
All right, what is it again?
Wimbledon is held at the All England Blank Tennis and Croquet Club.
All England. Is it all what?
All England Blank. Fill in.
Oh.
Blank Tennis and Croquet Club.
All England Snob.
It's closer than Andy's. Lawn.
Lawn.
Yeah.
Got it. In which sport do you perform a Fosbury flop?
Randy.
Randy.
Tennis.
Incorrect. I had you locked in for getting that one.
Yeah,
too.
I think it's high jumping, right?
Yeah, it is.
I never, hey, dude, I don't know none of the proper terms. I know how to get over the damn over that pole.
Fair enough. Okay. Let that one float. What's the national sport of Japan?
Randy.
Randy.
Sumo wrestling.
We are tied 1-1.
Nice.
Name two of the three locations that the NBA is currently holding Summer League games.
Andy.
I have no
Salt Lake City and Las Vegas.
And the other one was, say, Sacramento or California.
Oh, did not know the third.
Did not know that. So, didn't know the one outside of Vegas.
You were right there. Who was the MVP of Super Bowl 54?
Andy.
Patrick Mahomes. That is correct.
I don't know the numbers.
I was taking a stab.
Andy up to a 3-1 lead. In which city is the Hockey Hall of Fame located?
Randy. Calgary.
Incorrect.
Toronto. I've been there.
Toronto is correct.
It's really good.
I bet it is. I would recommend. I bet it is.
Yeah. It's the best Hall of Fame I've ever been to.
Got some holdovers here from the NBA Finals.
Except for college football, of course.
Who's the only player to have an Oklahoma City Thunder jersey retired since the team
Randy.
Moved?
Oh, I know.
Randy.
My God. The tall white guy.
Correct.
Going to need a little more than that. Come on.
God. Why he went to Kansas?
Correct.
All right, you know what?
Thank you.
I'll give it to you.
What? Nick what do you mean give it to him? He didn't say his name.
Thank you.
I know, but we're out of time, and you still win.
Okay, great. There we go.
How are we out of time? It's 53 just because your chicken wings came up
That's
in here?
Not why.
Yeah, they delivered Abe's wings.
They delivered Abe's wings.
Segment over.
We just shut the segment down by 2 minutes.
It is 54. I assume you have some sort of tease, and then we wrap up.
Their wings just came through.
Bo's going to play the winner's choice of song, and then you want one more?
Sure.
Which Big Four sport was the first to have championship games played in both the United States and Canada? Andy.
Baseball.
Incorrect.
Say it again.
Which Big Four sport was the first to have championship games played in both the United States and Canada?
Toronto.
Which sport?
Oh, sport. I'm sorry. I thought you said which city had Okay, had what now? Start over. Come on, come on.
I'm glad we did one more.
Let's go. Let me get that
one. Which Big Four sport was the first to have championship games played in both the United States and Canada?
Oh, sport. Basketball.
Hockey. Andy wins.
Sometimes we do Sports Jeopardy and we seem really smart.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do Sports Jeopardy and we don't. I don't know what today was.
I don't know what that was.
It's up to you to decide. We are going to talk about the Braves next.
Really?
Randy doesn't want to, but it's the big story of the day.
No, it's not.
Well, or Randy will come up with a story bigger than the Braves.
We're going to delay the hell out of this segment.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens next. There's my tease, Abe. Who knows? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.